gosh, Kevin said. No normal person has ever called me a friend.
Well, that's what you are, Esme said, and leaned toward Kevin to kiss him on the nose. You're all my freaky friends. And it makes me very sad to think that one of you will be eaten by lions tomorrow.
The Baudelaires watched as she reached into a pocket in the gown and drew out a white handkerchief, embroidered with the same slogan as her gown, and held up the word freaks to dab at her eyes.
I have real tears in my eyes from thinking about it, she explained.
There, there, close friend, Kevin said, and patted one of her hands. Don't be sad.
I can't help it, Esme said,
yanking back her own hand as if she were afraid that being ambidextrous was contagious.
But I have an opportunity for you that might make all of us very, very happy.
An opportunity? Hugo asked. Why, Beverly and Elliot were just telling us that an opportunity could come along at any minute.
And they were right, Esme said. Tonight, I am offering you the opportunity to quit your jobs at the House of Freaks and join Count Olaf and myself in his troop.
What would we do exactly? Hugo asked.
Esme smiled and began to accentuate the positive aspects of working with Count Olaf. A phrase which here means make the opportunity sound better than it really was by emphasizing the good parts and scarcely mentioning the bad.
It's a theatrical troupe, she said, so you'd be wearing costumes and doing dramatic exercises and occasionally committing crimes.
Dramatic exercises,
Kevin exclaimed, clasping both hands to his heart.
It's always been my heart's desire to perform on a stage. And I've always wanted to wear a costume, Hugo said.
But you do perform on a stage, Violet said, and you wear an ill-fitting costume every day at the House of Freaks.
If you joined, you'd get to travel with us to exciting places, Esme continued, glaring at Violet. Members of Count Olaf's troop have seen the trees of Finite Forest, and the shores of Lake Lacrimose, and the crows of the village of Foul Devotees, although they always have to sit in the back seat. And best of all, you'd get to work for Count Olaf, one of the most brilliant and handsome men who ever walked the face of the earth.
Do you really think that a normal man like him would want to work with freaks like us?
Colette asked.
Of course he would, Esme said. Count Olaf doesn't care whether you have something wrong with you or if you're normal, as long as you're willing to carry out his orders.
I think you'll find that working in Olaf's troop is a job where people won't think you're freakish at all, and you'll be paid a fortune. At least Count Olaf will be.
Wow, Hugo said. What an opportunity.
I had a hunch you'd be excited about it, Esme said. No offense, Hugo.
Now, if you're interested in joining, there's just one thing you need to do.
A job interview? Colette asked nervously.
There's no need for close friends of mine to do anything as unpleasant as a job interview, Esme said. You just have to do one simple task. Tomorrow afternoon, during the show with the lions, Count Olaf will announce which freak will jump into the pit of lions. But I want whomever is chosen to throw Madame Lulu in instead.